Man whose dad died of coronavirus joins 15K in lawsuit against China. By Amy Furr on May 16, 2020. A man in Long Island, New York, whose father died of complications from the coronavirus in April is joining others in a lawsuit against China. In March, 58-year-old Richard Guasto entered a Nassau County nursing home and rehabilitation facility to recuperate after a car accident left him with a fractured pelvis and ankle, according to the New York Post. However, shortly after he was admitted, Guasto developed severe respiratory issues and was taken to a local hospital, where he tested positive for the Chinese coronavirus, said his son, Richard Jr. On April 15, Guasto died of complications from the disease, and his family has said they believe the rehab facility was riddled with it. "It's just not fair. He was a relatively young man. This should not have happened to him," Richard Jr. commented, adding that his father was in overall good health prior to contracting the illness. The Post article continued. Guasto is now one of 15,000 plaintiffs suing the Chinese government and the Chinese Communist Party in a Florida federal court for wrongful death. The complaint accuses them of intentional, deliberate and reckless cover-up of COVID-19, which originated in the central Chinese city of Wuhan. The lawsuit, one of two class actions filed by the Berman Law Group, is seeking trillions of dollars in compensation for virus victims and their families. On Thursday, Wuhan authorities reportedly locked down certain districts of the city following a resurgence of the virus, Breitbart News reported. News of the resurgence followed weeks of government authorities alleging that Wuhan and other parts of Hubei province were free of coronavirus, assuring the public that the region was ready to open again following an extended lockdown, the article said. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Breitbart News on Saturday that President Trump was committed to holding the Chinese Communist Party accountable for the coronavirus pandemic. "We have to hold nations accountable for the things and actions that they undertake which create risk, and in this case created enormous loss of life here in the United States," he said. Although Richard Guasto Jr. does not know what to expect from the lawsuit, he hopes it will bring his family some closure regarding the loss of his father. "He was a good guy, an Italian-American who liked football and baseball and kept pictures of his grandkids at the nursing home. He didn't deserve this," he concluded.